First of all, how would you define the citizen city?
Citizen city is really about embracing our democratic society in a way that is extremely inclusive. We live in a society in Vancouver, which is really one of the most multicultural and liberal ones on earth, but there still are issues about inclusivity, and they stem from all sorts of issues, everything from economic to social to cultural issues that all need to come together in order to make sure our city is inclusive as possible.
All right. Now, the book looks at 10 case studies of the citizen city in action. Which one would you say you are most proud of?
Oh, gosh, I don't think there's one. I think if I had to just pick one, there's a project, is the old remand center. It's the old jail down in the downtown east side of Vancouver, which was designed by my father in the late 60s and early 70s. And because of technology, it was no longer in use. And for many, many years, it was vacant. And in 2008, when we knew the Olympics was coming, and the mayor promised to end homelessness, I drew up some plans and took them to the provincial government, BC Housing, and met with a man named Craig Crawford, and tried to convince him that we could convert the old jail into social housing and do it before the Olympics. And so that's probably the one that I'm most proud of in one dimension, because it actually did come to fruition. It opened this year, so it took 8 years instead of 1 year, but it's one that I think is a real poetic story, because if there's one message you could send to future generations about the present, is that we're turning jails into community housing instead of incarcerating people, we're housing them. So I think it's a really good news story.
Okay, and on that note, what would you say is the next step for the citizen city?
Well, I think the next step is a broader participation by everyone. As you know, our voter turnout rates are very low, and people's participation in sort of the cultural and nonprofit and the democratic process is very, very uninspired at best. And I think a lot of it has to do with our affluence. But as the issues in our city become increasingly more complex due to foreign investment, due to all sorts of things, I think people are going to be inspired to start to engage. And so we have to make sure that all voices are heard, and that, it's really democratic and thoughtful decisions are made that include everyone in the process. So the city doesn't become only for the wealthy, nor does it become a walled city where different nationalities from around the world aren't embraced and welcomed.
All right, let's leave it there, Gregory. Thank you for your time. That is architect Gregory Henriquez, one of the authors of the book Citizen City, Vancouver's Henriquez Partners, challenges architects to engage in partnerships that advance cultural sustainability. It's available now.